What?
Anything? I'm gonna grab some food. Are you hungry?
No, I don't. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, this is Ruben. Is this Christopher?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Christopher. It's Ruben Goldstein at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad. How about yourself?
Good, good. Nice to speak to you, by the way. I actually spoke to the owner, Burton, I think
yes.
Right about the time I got your email. So I don't know if we're going over the same stuff, if we're rehashing or not.
Probably it wouldn't. It worked. He was at a trade show when you were talking to him.
Okay.
So he asked me to give you a call and just kind of figure
and
out
you're,
exactly what you guys
I'm sure you're authorized to talk about these loans, correct?
Yes.
You're involved in. What's your role in the company?
Controller, for
controller.
Lack of a better term.
And so you've been involved in these other loans, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so basically, I've actually spoken to him previously, and since we haven't spoken, number one, nice to meet you.
Yep.
Number two, the industry, as I'm sure you're aware, is, for all intents and purposes, it's turned into a zoo. You are getting an insane amount of people that are contacting you. Often, anyone that does not really care about your business sees you as an opportunity to make money, and that's about it. The industry is
well,
so...
we don't assume anybody really cares about a business.
I think that's completely false. If you look at Bank of Cardiff, actually, and you go to, like, just... If you go on Google, can you have a chance? Can you bring up a Google screen?
No, that's all right. I mean, you know, I don't... I guess what I'm saying is, you know, don't give me the why we should go with you. Just, I mean, what we're interested in right now is the bottom line details of what you guys can get for us.
Okay, and so I think what's happening, and so this is the challenge, is I've spoken to Bryn before, and what's happening is, and it's you can't just say, hey, what do you have to offer, because then you're not doing right by the customer. What's going on is you guys are getting into a period of rolling over a tremendous amount of interest. So you're going from one you're doing what's called chasing.
Yeah.
That means you're going from one program to the other. It's skyrocketing your cost of interest. Let me give you an example. Because most of the programs you are getting are you're maintaining high balances, you're continually rolling over. So to give an example, your current loan right now with Business Backers, from what I ran the numbers based on what he told me, is like 29 cents over a year, correct?
25.
I had different numbers. That's why. What number? That's one question. So what was the payback there? Because that's where we just couldn't agree on numbers. Because I see a much different number.
You know, I don't remember the exact... Some of these I haven't crossed my desk yet, like with the exact numbers.
Okay.
So I'm not exactly sure.
Let's just say 25.
I mean,
so what?
I mean, I understand all the interest stuff. Here's the problem that we have.
Yeah.
Is that we need something longer term than a year.
Okay. So right now, one of the things I told him was this. There's a few basic options to do. If we refinance your debt, we will crush you. The reason why we will be crush you and it's inappropriate is we are basically rolling over a tremendous amount of prepaid interest. If you're paying 25% over a year, just to give like a good example, if someone people come to us all the time and they say, oh, well, you know, I have a 30% loan or 25% loan, but they're renewing it in a year and the halfway point. Well, you're not paying 25 or 30%. You're paying 50 or 60% per year because you're carrying over all this prepaid interest. In this example, it'd be actually heinous. If you have 25 to 30% over a month, that turns into 360% in a year. It's just insanely costly. And it puts you in so much debt. So what are the products available for you? Well, right now, refinancing, our underwriters are not okay with that because they know what the end result will be, and it will be putting you in a worse position based on what he was telling us with your margins. What can we do? What I discussed with him is this. He spoke with a lady here named Lena. There's a kind of misunderstanding of the transaction. Right now, the best solution that we can provide is not paying off your loans, reducing the cost, and doing what's called a third position loan if you are interested. If not, it's waiting till the loans naturally pay down. The balance is probably around 100 and 150. They age, and then we try to knock it out of the park.
Okay. I understand, you know, the paying interest on interest. You know, that's not, I'm not oblivious to that. So what we're asking about is what kind of term can you do? What's the longest term you can do?
Like, overall, what Bank of Cardiff does?
Yes.
For cash loans, we do a lot of terms. Our best product right now is a 3-year term that has complete interest forgiveness at any time. So that's the best term that we really offer right now, which is a 3-year term that has interest forgiveness, whether you pay off or whether you renew. It's probably the best in the industry. That doesn't mean every customer qualifies for it. On those three-year loans, I've seen rates as low as the payback over 3 years. I've seen rates as low as like 32 cents on the dollar for 3 years. Okay. On 2 years, I've seen it like, you know, equivalently 21 cents over 2 years. And over a year, I've seen low rates as low as 10 cents on the dollar. So a really nice program.
So what we know is right now, like you said, we keep getting – now, we do have some – we do have one that's a relatively low interest, but it's – but we can only do it for a year.
Which loan is that?
American Express. And we – you know, in fact, we're looking at renewing it now.
Oh, you do? You have an advance with American Express?
Yeah, well, they have a relatively new merchant program. That we were able to get through our merchant, through our credit card merchant.
Okay. I was unaware of that.
And right now, that's really what we're looking to extend out. Because, you know, the last couple that we've got, you know, the business backers, I mean, it's only for a year. We intentionally didn't get a huge amount of money comparatively. Because we knew it was only for a year. And understanding that, you know, refinancing that, that one in itself is not debilitating. What we need to do is we have probably in the, let's just so we're kind of in the ballpark, let's say between $250,000 and $350,000 we'd like to do for three to four years.
Okay.
Is that something you guys can handle?
You said 3 to 5 years?
Three years.
Yeah, that's one of our best, if not best, programs. Can you qualify for that? Right now, no. In the future, maybe. I don't know.
What keeps us from qualifying for that?
What do we look at? We look at business credit. We look at personal credit. You guys have a history of stacking. Stacking is considered a default of contract. The balances are low, and the loans are new. That is a loan that probably 2% of our customers get, but it is the best program that we offer. So right now, the things that, you know, would enable, that are making the things that are going against you guys right now, not going against, that are making it difficult to do refinances, relatively new loans, large balances, stacking, and not a lot of cash in there. That is some of the things that are going against it.
Okay, if you have a lot of cash, why do you need loans?
When we talk about a lot of cash, we're talking about, you know, ending balances that are considered healthy and anything in the range of 20 to 60,000. That doesn't mean, you know, we do $500,000.
Why should we keep $20,000 to $60,000 in cash on hand when we could use it to pay bills? When we get $15,000 to $20,000 a day.
I'm just telling you how our underwriters underwrite guidelines.
Well, I understand. But that's my response to that.
Because an underwriter's fear is if there's very little liquidity and they give the money in the account and it's spent, then they're going to be in a situation where payments are missed. Transactions that have more cash on hand have less default ratios. Transactions that have less cash on hand have default ratios. There's people, for example, that have a lot of overdrafts, which makes it a very hard default ratio. It's just numbers.
Okay. So basically, they don't care about the business. They care about the numbers.
No, that's not true. We do care about business. That's why we're not trying to force a refinance with a tremendous amount of debt. That's why we're not trying to push. Okay. And what I discussed with him was this. There was a loan, and he said I'm just trying to help out. I'm not trying to be confrontational. Luna offered him a third person. I'm not a confrontational person by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay.
I understand
when
your
frustration. When you say third position, what are you seeing yourself behind?
Business backers and LG funding.
Okay. And, I mean, one of them is relatively new, and it's not for a lot of money comparatively.
He said they're both new. I understand business backers refi in the last 2 months, and he said LG was last month, unless I'm missing something from himself.
Business backers was, it's 2 or 3 months, I think.
Yeah.
But it's not that new if you consider the fact it's for a year. I mean, we're almost 25% of the way through.
That's considered very new. It's considered very, very new. It's considered new because it's considered...
How can anything not be new if you guys are only doing a year at a time?
Something new is generally something that's been aged for a while because the whole concern is all the prepaid interest.
What's
the
what?
I mean, it's up to underwriter discretion, but from my experience, anything that's at least half paid down.
Okay. I mean, what we're looking for is goals here. I mean, we understand.
Correct. But you know, just to give an example, and one of the things I discussed was refinancing just the second position, but just to walk you through the numbers, if we gave him, let's just say we gave the business a cheaper loan, let's just say a lot of our second position loans are very, very cheap. A lot of them are around like 20 cents on the dollar, which for a second position ain't bad. But if we give you a 20% second position, but you're rolling over money that's at already 25 cents for the year, we know that it's actually making your whole effective cost of money that much more expensive. It sounds
okay,
great on paper.
Hold on. 20%, you're saying a 20% loan, I understand. For how long?
So say a year for a second position.
Okay, then it doesn't make any difference for us.
There's no reason
for us to get anything less than at least 3 years.
Oh, okay, then, yeah, right now, that's like a very long goal for working capital. That's a very long goal. This might not be the right product for you, or Bank of Cardiff might not be the right fit for you. We're just trying to offer some solutions based on the information we see it as now. We're not trying to pass up an opportunity because we know the industry. We know that, you know, I've spoken to Burton before. He's responded to our mailers before, and you guys have gone somewhere else. So we want to say, hey, look, if there's something we can do to help, we can.
Because you guys have come back in the past with really high rates at really short terms.
Yeah, I mean, working capital generally, industry standard, is anything between 9 to 18 months.
Such thing as anything but working capital anymore.
I mean, we do a lot of equipment financing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are looking for equipment. Yeah, like, hey, you need trucks, you need forklifts, you need shelving, asset-based financing. It's our bread and butter, low rates, 5 years, fixed monthly payments.
And here's the problem. We have been in business for 23 years and have all the equipment we need.
Okay.
Would you be willing to finance stuff that's already been depreciated?
Unless it has a title, it's very difficult.
Okay. So what you're talking about is title stuff.
No, not just title. The problem is you have so many UCCs, you'd have to have all your lenders subordinate on it. It'd be a very difficult wild crime because you have blanket liens on your business, and you'd have to have those lenders and then your other second positioners and then maybe even Can Capital. It's a lot of work. That's the problem. The problem is...
Okay.
And many of the lenders, they don't allow it. I've gone through this thing before where someone's been approved, and the lenders will refuse to subordinate.
What if you pay them off? I mean, do you understand that our entire debt... Right now, our entire debt is based on inventory purchases because of lower terms from vendors.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have a $7 million business, so I could just, if you allow me to, I could give you my feedback on what I think the appropriate solution is.
Okay, go ahead.
So there's a few ways to look at it. So there's long-term and short-term. From a short-term, refinancing all this debt, you're a smart guy. Burton's a smart guy. You don't run a $7 million business because you're not a smart guy. You understand that the cost of money just becomes outrageous, and that 25 cents turns into 250, 300% a year. That's a non-starter. It does not make sense. And also
that's because everything is a short-term loan.
No, it's not true. There's a lot of loans that have discounts for paying off early. It's two things. It's A, the balance. If his balance was 50 or 60 grand, I'd go through it. But the problem is, for many underwriters, they have hard rules that they never want to pay off more than 50. For us, our real internal cap is 150 because we know that if we pay off more than that amount of money, someone will take our loan, then get another loan on top of it, and we'll be back to square one. And it does hurt them. Our numbers show that we've had a lot of situations, and I'm not saying anything about your business, but we've seen in our numbers that when people refinance and we stretch our payment collections, our collections just go through the roof. So right now, there's two basic ideas. I personally think that giving you these piecemeal loans really is not the solution. You got a $7 million business. I think a good solution of giving you a loan between, say, $300,000 to $500,000 is really what you need. That's what you need. Yeah. It's not the term. Yes, you want a long term, but you need more money instead of piecing these things together because you create obstacles when you piece things together.
Absolutely. We agree. So $300,000 to $500,000 over what period of time?
I don't know, something between a minimum of 12 months, probably a maximum of 2 to 3 years is what you need, in my opinion. But
this is not news to us. We know that.
Correct. I'm not trying to talk to you. I'm just trying to talk to you.
I understand.
To sales rep.
I understand. I mean, I'm, you know, so how do we do that?
So there's a few ways. So the real way to do that is to have these loans naturally pay down. If your loans naturally pay down, your balances get down to 100 to 150, you will not most likely, you could potentially be offered something that's larger. The problem is many lenders in this industry have hard caps of 150 to 200. And just 150 to 200 is not cutting it for you guys anymore. That's what it sounds like. It's just not enough money. That's where this whole piecemeal thing comes together. So if the numbers look good and financials look good, I don't know, probably 4 to 6 months down the road, exploring a refinance with us or someone else might be a great avenue. That's option one. The second option is, I was going to ask you is, do you guys take a lot of credit cards?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a merchant?
5%.
Have you ever heard of what's called a merchant cash advance?
Yes, which is how we got into this in the first place.
Okay. So what kind of merchant, did you do like a short-term merchant cash advance or a long-term merchant cash advance?
The longest we've been able to do is 18 months, I think.
All right. And who did you do that with?
We did it with CAN. And CAN. In fact, that's how we got into CAN Capital, that we no longer have a merchant cash. We know we have long-term loans with, we have like a 2- or 4-year loan with them now.
Okay. Yeah, but those are like short, those are not a lot of money, correct?
Probably not. I mean, they cap out at $250,000, I think.
Total. So I think maybe doing a merchant cash advance, something where a lower remittance might be an option for you, could be a great option. There's less risk on those because the money comes straight from the credit cards. That might be a better option for you because that also option will allow you, as you grow, to pay more. But if things are down, to pay less, so it's not as much cash flow stress. However, you're still going to probably have to wait at least 4 to 6 months to get in that arena simply because of the balances. The problem is the balances are just too high and the loans are too new. What is the third option? Something that Burton really didn't find attractive, but it's my job to kind of offer it. When you look at it from a math perspective, since we can't get or qualify your business for a second position refinance because the loans are so new, we do have a pretty nice option. I'm sure you spoke with Lena previously, correct?
Yes.
She offered you
Burton is the other one. Yeah.
All right. So the best she could offer you was, the highlight of the loan was she offered $250, which is a large amount of money. She offered that for, there was some additional underwriting done on the back end, so it's like not 100% golden, but it was $250. It was a third position that didn't require payoffs of the loans, didn't require rollover interest. She offered, it was 39 cents on the dollar, which for 8 months is standard for those loans, with a 2% origination fee. I was able to get the credit officer to budge. He cannot budge on term length, he can only budge on pricing, and he offered 33 cents on the dollar, which, look,
wow.
I understand. 8.3 months, which I understand was not interesting. It's just something to help out if I can.
I mean, yeah, but see, it doesn't help out because what you're talking about is as soon as we do that, then we're back in the same boat of we have a new loan that for a fair amount of money at expensive money that, you know, I mean, 33% is 33% at for eight months is just ridiculous.
Well, the reason why we offer that is this. Doing 33% over 8 months is cheaper than refinancing one of these loans and carrying all the other interest over. It's cheaper. That's why we offered it. Because when you look at just math and amortization, it is a cheaper avenue. If you guys refinance these loans, unless you get money at like 2 to 3% over a year, the prepayment of all that interest makes it more expensive than 33 cents over 8 months. And I can walk you through the numbers.
I understand where you're coming from, but it's still 8 months. You're still paying back money in 8 months.
Yes.
And that's the problem.
Yes, I agree it's a problem. I'm not here to push you.
You know, right at this point, what you've told me is we need to talk to you in 4 to 6 months.
I think in 4 to 6 months, there are going to be a lot more avenues if you're interested in refinancing. I want to be as clear as possible that I'm not telling you your business is getting approved. There are some other avenues for you. You could get a 12-month approval. You could get a 15-month approval. You could get no approval at all. But there are options where you get one very nice, large-size loan that you might find more attractive than what you're currently doing.
All right. Like I said, excuse me. It doesn't make sense for us to get anything new at this point.
Okay.
That is not at least 2 years.
Okay.
So you're saying we're not going to qualify for anything that long for at least 3 to 6 months.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that from my experience for our programs, if your debt level is above 150, there are very, very few avenues, especially if these loans are less than halfway paid down.
Okay. Right. Well, and you know, the interesting part of that is that, you know, you say debt level of 150. I mean, it's a $7 million a year business. I mean, we do, you know, almost 150,000
look at that. One thing you said was, right, and you understand this industry because you guys have gone through this ringer. You're saying that, hey, like a lot of lenders cap out at 250. Just because you have a $7 million business doesn't mean that everyone wants to lend $500,000 or $600,000. Our maximum is $2 million. I've personally done loans of $980,000. But I will tell you that a lot of people, their comfort zone is 100 grand, 50 grand, because they look at these as personal loans in a sense and really look at your personal credit as ability to, hey, are you going to pay or not going to pay? Are you going to save your credit? We actually look at those business transactions and say, hey, look, we're going to separate the person from the business. But that's the whole niche here. But we can leave the approval open. And as I told Burton, if you guys get in a bind or you have an opportunity and you want to say, hey, look, we want to take 100 or 150 down, we're more than happy to start a relationship with you. We don't want to pressure anyone.
Well, I guess at this point, let's look in 3 to 6 months and maybe we'll be in a better position to do something longer term.
Yeah, contact Lena. I think it's not just longer term, it's also a better program that's probably going to benefit you. And all of our programs,
the thing that benefits us more right now is longer terms.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's the big thing that we're concentrating on. And until somebody wants to come forward with a longer term loan that's not 40 points, you know, it's... I mean, you know, 39 points for 3 years.
Yeah. Can I ask why you guys took that loan for a year on top of business backers, though? What was the – why did you guys take that? Was it something or a right opportunity, or was it a short-term need? Burton kind of briefly discussed it with me.
It was just a cash flow issue, a temporary cash flow issue.
Okay.
You know, we had some extra expenses that we weren't really expecting that are gone now. And so, I mean, that we just kind of needed to get over that. It wasn't a very large amount for us. I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, 50, 60,000, we can come up with that in a couple of days. So in fact, what we can make our vendors wait a couple of days and get that. So, you know, we figured, okay, well, that's something we can pay off from weekends of sales. You know, if it's a matter of getting rid of that loan. So, you know, that's where we are right now. We know that it's new. We know that in a couple months we'll, you know, we can pay that off. We have to, things like that.
Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, I guess the best thing is to leave it as we're talking 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, absolutely, and I appreciate your call. If something comes up, you know, you've got my number, you've got Lena's number, whatever we can do to help, you know, we will, to the best of our ability.
Well, why don't you email me your contact information, because I think all I got was your email when I emailed. Burton didn't leave me your number.
Okay.
And that way I'll have it in my file.
Okay, fair enough. Perfect.
All right.
Thanks a lot for your call. I appreciate it, man.
No problem. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.